Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting second. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Donnells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Maestelo. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Laos. Batting sixth. The DH, Chip Hale. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary strikes out. Morello drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws O'Leary out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Maestelar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maestelar hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. McFarlane drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Puckett out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Maestelar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. Canseco moves to second. Two outs. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donnells hits a line drive into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Stairs now playing left field. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wakefield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morello for the out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos strikes out. Two outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. McFarlane moves to second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. McFarlane moves to third. Bell moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McFarlane scores. Bell moves to third. McGee moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. McGee tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maestler. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. McGee scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donnells is 0 for 1 in the game. Donnells hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Maestler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maestler is 0 for 1 in the game. Maestler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McFarlane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Kling and Beck now pitching. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Leary. The throw from Morello and he is safe. O'Leary steals second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stairs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stairs hits a pop-up towards short. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 0 for 1 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wakefield covering, for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rebule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing, Red Sox. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donnells is 0 for 2 in the game. Donnells hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donnells for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane is hit by the pitch. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a pop-up towards third. Donnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Robertson now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Canseco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maesteller is 0 for 2 in the game. Maesteller takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to second. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 0 for 2 in the game. Laos takes first base on ball 4. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Schulstrom now pitching. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stairs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maesteller. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donnells is 0 for 3 in the game. Donnells hits a fly ball into left field. Maesteller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McFarlane is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Tinsley now playing center field. Troy O'Leary now playing left field. Willie McGee now playing right field. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rabiule hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into right field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabiule moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Becker. Bell reaches second base with a double. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McGee strikes out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maesteller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maesteller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into center field. Tinsley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tinsley. Maesteller moves to third. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leoz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.